Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. Today, I'm excited to share with you a friend who also is an absolute talent in all that he does. Welcome, Greg Kimball.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so delighted to have you with me. And Greg, we're going to talk a little bit about the little Greg, but for all of you watching and listening, Greg has excelled in just about everything he's ever done. He's a singer and a songwriter, a producer. He started a company called KMG Life. It's a multimedia company and music production school known as KMG Academy. And he also started something new called The Final Percent. So I'm going to have him talk a little bit about that. But, you know, as we think about the olden days of getting one job for life, many of us go through very different reiterations and evolve as we go through life. And Greg's still a young man, and I want him to share a little bit about little Greg and the journey that he's had.
You know, the little Greg was an interesting, I my grandfather was a professor at Duke, and my now it's on my dad's side. And then my other grandfather was a superintendent in the Wyoming school district. And a fun fact about my grandmother, on my mom's side, she was actually the first paid female in Wyoming, and Wyoming's known as the equality state. And she was a guidance counselor. And so all of these, this training and education was around me. And then naturally I want to be a singer. I want to be a musician. I want to be a creative. What is this school thing? I don't like school. And now it's just crazy because my wife and I own a few schools. And then The Final Percent is equipping and training in the areas of life and mindset and different things. So if I go all the way back and I talked to little Greg, I absolutely would be able to say, wow, the writing was really on the wall. I wish I had enough awareness to know who my grandfather was when I had access to him, because he's no longer with us. But it's just a very interesting thing, because now I realize my heart very much is education, training, helping people, you know, bridge where they are to where they're going. And it's my absolute passion. And I'm still evolving, as Sharon said, and, you know, just trying to make connections. Power of association is probably the biggest thing. If you haven't really, really tapped into that superpower, it's an absolute superpower. Do it, because the deeper that you dive in on the relationships is just absolutely, it's life-changing. And that's why, you know, I was, because I'm actually at a client's house, and I said, you know, can I podcast from your office? And he said, oh, who are you podcasting with? I said, well, I'm actually going to be on Sharon Lecter's podcast. He goes, oh, you're just going to be on her podcast? Like, and I was like, she's kind of my friend. It's a little surreal that I get to, it's not, I have to, I get to be able to text Sharon and say, hey, what do you think of this? I get to text Sharon, is there any way I could invite you to speak at my conference? And it's, I'm still learning this superpower, and it's just absolutely changed the entire trajectory of my life. And being aware of those moments when you have those right people, and getting those little nuggets of knowledge from them, I think is incredibly important. And I'm just new to this space, and I'm just getting started.
Well, Greg, I think we need to add, my experience with you is that you always show up. You show up to support. You show up in great spirit. You had an incredible team. And so you put forth the effort. Now, you also call yourself, and I'm not, it's like kind of a, almost one of those misnomers, a perseverance expert. Yes. So obviously most of us would not, you know, perseverance means that you're getting through tough times, but you've had a few that you've gotten through. And so why would you use that term for perseverance expert?
Well, I think especially when I made the, and a mutual friend of ours, Tim Story, I watched him at 10X1, and it was that conference when I watched him speak, it was like he punched me into my soul and my heart and made it beat in a different rhythm. And I remember looking over to my wife and saying, oh my gosh, maybe I should stand on stage for something other than just singing. I think I have a story to tell. And, but then it's all about, you know, what story do you tell? What is your story? And then, so you start studying the greats, you start looking at people who've been there before, and everybody had way more accolades than I did. Author, best-selling author. I built $5 million businesses. I did this, I did that. I built a $1 billion business. I'm going, you know, how can I even compete? What is my best superpower right now? And I remember my wife looking at me and she says, babe, you don't quit. You don't know how to quit. And she looked at me and she said, do you remember the first piece of personal growth content that you shared with me? And it was the Steve Jobs commencement speech. And she says, that always hits me so hard. And it always makes me think of you, because it's not always about the money and the resources. It's not all about who's the smartest. It's the people who stay consistent and keep showing up, to your point. And it's when any rational person would throw in the towel. And, you know, sometimes that's a double-edged sword, because there are some times where you really do need to know, okay, I have got to, you know, adapt and go a different direction. But there's certain things. When we were building our college, I had never built a college before. And it's way different and way harder than I thought it would be. But we kept going, we kept showing up, we kept asking questions. We'd have to work with the state, then we'd have to work with lawyers, and we'd have to work with the VA, and we'd just keep going. And when a door would slam in our face, we would say, okay, cool, what's the next path? And it's kind of like, if you go back to and listen to Jim Rohn, he says, you know, if an ant is trying to get to the other side and there's a rock in its way, it's going to try to go around. And if it can't go that way, it's going to go around the other way. And if it can't go that way, it's going to try to go over. And if it can't go over, it's going to go under. And he goes, how long is an ant going to try to do this? He goes, until it dies. And that hit me so hard when I heard that, because it was just, you have to trust the process. And this goes back to the power of association. Because are you getting the right information? Are you getting in the room? Do you have, Sharon talks a lot about a mentor, and, you know, do you have a mentor? Do you have someone who, what I call in our coursework, is a snowplow? And that comes from when I was moving to Denver, and I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, how in the world am I going to do this? Because it's an interesting thing. I moved from Phoenix, and I'm driving there, and I start out so excited. I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to conquer Denver. And then, you know, it's a 14-hour drive. So when you just left everything and all, everything you own is in your car, you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe I just made a giant mistake. And then when I'm going over Vail Pass, a snowstorm hits so hard, and I begin to look like a wiper blade on the road, because I am coming from Phoenix. It's and I only had a rear-wheel drive car. And they thought, because it was a small SUV, you know, he has to have four-wheel drive. So they actually shut the pass. I was the last car through. And I thought to myself, probably about 10 minutes after I started that part of the journey, I have made a huge mistake. I should have stayed in Phoenix. I should not be on this road. The snow is so high, I can't even see the guardrail. I'm pushing through probably a foot and a half of snow. And I'm going, what have I done? And at that moment, there was these blue and orange lights behind me, and I didn't know what they were. I was just thinking, oh man, who is this person on my butt? And it was a snowplow. And I realized at that moment, okay, you know, I'm not ready to conquer Denver. I used it as the cornerstone of, you know, the first time I started, you know, thinking about concepts to help me. And I said, I need to find a metaphorical, a proverbial, a human snowplow. And that's a mentor. I need to find someone who I can follow in their footsteps, someone who's powerful enough to move life out of the way, who understands the path. And so that was one of the first things, because that snowplow, I'm convinced, saved my life that night. And ever since then, right when I got to Denver, instead of me taking over, I said, who can I find that currently has already taken over? Who can I learn from? Who can I get around? Who can I have a conversation with? Power of association. And so that's one of the big things that I've adopted into my life, is just, how fast can I get around the who?
I love that. I absolutely love that story. I want everybody to rewind and re-listen to that. The snowplow for your life. I love that. Such a graphic example of, are you going to try and conquer everything yourself, or are you going to find somebody who's been there, done that, that can ease the path for you? So that's a fantastic visual and a great story to share, because it probably was a very big turning point in your life. And I appreciate you sharing that. So tell us the birth of the final percent, so people understand what your initiative is.
So the birth of the final percent is going back to a little bit of, you know, yes, I think I have a story. Yes, I want to stand on stage. But I can't just say, oh, I'm an expert at not quitting, because, you know, some people say that, but it's just, you know, if I firmly believe that starting is the second most important thing you can do, finishing is the first most important thing. And so I'm always going to, if I start something, if I say something's going to happen, I'm going to see that through. But that can't be my only thing, because other people have talked about that. And so when I was saying, I have a story to tell, I'm a speaker, I want to, you know, maybe someday at the time I can go on tour with someone like Sharon Lecter, which I got to do last year, which is unbelievably cool. But I was thinking, you know, I don't want to be repackaged goods. I don't want to, you know, just watch it, because Tony Robbins is fantastic, but I don't want to just reiterate what you can get so well from Tony Robbins. I'm never going to be a better Tony Robbins than Tony Robbins. He's incredible at being himself. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, what can I do? And so I'm a very aware person. So I try to, what I call, I think we have four places: IQ, maybe the least important, EQ, everyone kind of harps on that. I think that you have a wisdom quotient. That's your ability to assess the present, analyze the past so that you can accurately predict the future. So that's your WQ. And then you have your AQ, that's your awareness quotient. And if you have a really high AQ, you're gonna recognize that you're always at the right place at the right time. So I just try to stay as aware as possible. So the birth of the final percent happened when I was actually I was in Wyoming 2017 with a good friend of mine. He had called me up a couple days before, and he says, the great American eclipse is happening and the totality is going to be in Casper, Wyoming. Would you like to come with me? And I said, yes, well, I'm from Wyoming. Any chance I can go back there? And I've never seen the totality of an eclipse. And so we go there, we're hanging out, and, you know, I'm an eccentric entrepreneur, an eccentric musician, so I'm not always the most patient person. And if you've never watched the totality, you're sitting down, you've got the 25-cent glasses, and you basically put on the glasses and you're watching Pac-Man appear in the sky. But for anyone who doesn't know, this is not a fast process. It's about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And I'm the person who is trying to sneak a peek. And I'm like, okay, I want to capture that happening, the moon coming in front of the sun. And I keep trying to sneak a peek. And even when there was 1% of the sun showing, you cannot look at that. Your corneas do not like that many photons entering your face. It's just not a thing. But when that final percent happened, I was able to take off the glasses and I looked up to this floating orb in the sky. The temperature had dropped by about 20%, or sorry, probably about 20 degrees, 30 degrees. And in 360 degrees around me, it looked like it was 9 o'clock at a summer's night. Like the sun had just gone down everywhere around me. and there's no sound. And I'm going, oh my gosh, that 1% made all the difference in the world. But I didn't quite get it then. I came back to Denver because Denver had about 99% coverage. There's a reason we had to drive all the way to Wyoming. And I said, oh my gosh, I just went through this life-changing experience. Did you see the eclipse? And people in Denver going, yeah, it was incredible. I'm like, oh, you went to Wyoming. And they're like, oh no, we had like 99% here. It was fine. I'm like, oh my gosh, you have no idea what I'm talking about then. And that was when I realized that the difference between night and day was 1%. The final percent is the difference between night and day. And then I said, okay, wait a minute. We're taught so young that 90% is an A, you know, 97% is an A+. And we're supposed to say that that's good enough. But I think I started to say, okay, that's not good enough. That means we're close. So I said, if I've been going 99% or 97% in my marriage, does that same exponential shift happen if I go 100% for my wife, if I go 100% for my learning, if I go 100% for my responsibilities, if I go 100% when everyone says that 99% is good enough and it's an A, does that same exponential shift happen in all areas of my life if I go the final percent? Is it truly the difference between night and day? And the answer is yes, because we get it's literally diminishing returns. And then right when we're doing our absolute best and giving everything, we get this explosion of possibility and we can truly go to the next level. And that's what the final percent is all about, is not leaving anything on the table and not leaving anything that you know you could be doing to make your life better or your marriage better, your relationship better, your business better. And really giving your very, very best. And that's kind of the best nutshell to put the final percent in.
So Greg, share how people can find you and find out more about the final percent. I know you also have a podcast, but tell a little bit about how people can find Greg Kimble.
So we can be found at thefinalpercent.com, and it's all spelled out. So thefinalpercent.com. And then on everything from TikTok to Instagram, it's just Greg Kimble, GREGKIMBLE. And then we have a private Facebook group that's free to join just if you want some more motivation in your life. It is just the Final Percent Network, and it's just where you can share stuff and post things, post about your events if you have any events or your podcast. And then lastly, my podcast is just The Final Percent. And so if anywhere that you listen to podcasts, if you look The Final Percent up, you will you'll get a little dose of Greg for your day.
I love it. So Greg, I'm going to ask you to hang out. We're going to do another shorter recording for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. And if for all of you watching and listening, I think you need to rewind and listen to this, because you know, I love the snowplow, the final percent, really the perseverance. I love the impact of your story. So I applaud you. And you're going to hang out with me. We're going to do another one. We're going to go a little deeper on part of that perseverance and how we recover from things that put us down. And as Tim Story says, it's not the setback, it's the comeback. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about some daily success habits. So thank you, Greg. Hang in there with me. And for all of you watching and listening, thank you so much for being here for this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please share it with your friends and let us hear from you. Reach out to me, info@SharonLecter.com, with any questions. And other than that, you are fabulous and have a great day. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @SharonLecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.